Welcome to our first weekend of our three-part series, Why Are We Here Now? And the first weekend is entitled by Adanir Shibli, very aptly, After the Wild Improbable. This two-day exploration will assume the perspective of two major railway infrastructures from the early 20th century to tell another story about how our own time was shaped. Wherever something socially important is happening or being negotiated, stories and their narratives are involved or being told. Those stories are affected by the changes within the place and those who take control of it. Exactly in this interplay, I believe, narratives start doing their job. Obviously, they are not innocent. They have their function within their social entities, and they are the privileged media for collective memory formation. And this is exactly the point After the Wild Improbable starts out with, inverting the perspective from which a story is told and the space inhabited by taking a view from the railway tracks themselves, their way of seeing the world from 25 centimeters above the ground, as Adanir puts it. In a correspondence prior to this event, Rania Stefan, whose film we just saw a minute ago, wrote, "The film was a way to reclaim the space and place after a long absence. This journey of rediscovery with chance encounters with people along the railway line became the film itself, and images of the rebuilt places are mixed with imaginary ones about trains that lingered in my mind. A way to reclaim the space and place after a long absence. This phrase stuck in my mind as it epitomizes our program starting today. By conflating the memory of a past railway network as an expression of modernity unfolding today, it manifests that wish to recapture common spaces of thought which have been barred from access, either through an established discourse or sheer force." When we at Haus der Kultur und der Welt around 3 years ago mapped out the current program frame of 100 years of now, we wanted to get a deeper understanding of the increasing porous system of classification and knowledge at a time when the great divisions between human, animal, and machine born out of modernity and humanism seem to have lost their stamina. The type of systems that orient our world, but also the narratives that allow us to perceive that world. We were interested in undertaking an analysis of the present by linking it back to where from it emerged and scrutinizing which transformations had taken place and what got lost or simply disappeared along the way. Rania's idea to reclaim space and place after a long absence could be seen as a gesture to work through this problem of ordering, reversing the perspective and telling another story about how our own time has been shaped. With similar thoughts in mind, I invited Adanir Shibli, Mohamed Alata, and Rabi Amroe to explore, each in their own way, discourses that have underlined political, social, and cultural transformations over the past century in the southern and eastern Mediterranean. During a meeting in November last year between the three artists and me, we discussed how to approach these 100 years with different modes of thinking in order to invoke new perspectives, connections, and narratives. During this conversation, Mohamed cast the all-encompassing query, "Why are we here now?" He sensed an urgent need to go back in order to understand the recent wars in Syria and political dependencies, so as not to fall upon the easy answers common during totalitarian times. A practice against the well-ordered regimes of modern thought and historical writing poised to propose new frames of reference. In this framework, the seemingly simple and yet highly ontological question, "Why are we here now?" becomes fundamentally complex. How do we actually relate to the present moment and its manifold, partly contradicting realities? By shedding light on key events and elements that mark the realities of these territories, the three projects wish to offer new clues. Does they share a skepticism toward grand narratives such as progress or civilization? Instead, they propose to investigate details and seemingly marginal subjects. They search for what is left out and gaze at the traces of the nonlinear, the counterfactual, and the incomprehensible in an attempt to spur other forms of truth. Collaborating with Adania is already a well-established practice here in the House, always an exploration into undetected connections and never a compromise in dismantling the disintegration of the modern world order. By revisiting major railway infrastructures from the early 20th century, Adania proposes to unfold an infrastructure rather than a political history. Her approach is an attempt to willfully change perspectives by looking at the human from down below, from spaces now derelict through the forces of power, inviting us to follow lines and accounts that are not limited to the construction human gazed, by disclosing unexplored potentialities and evoking images of the revealed places mixed with imaginary one, as Rania suggested before. Before I pass over to Adania, my colleagues with whom I had really a big pleasure to organize and produce this event here, together with me, we would like to thank all the participants for your commitment, for your deep engagement in shaping this two-day investigation into perspectives looking from the ground up. Adania, the floor is yours.